Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Everyday Messages with Amy Barilla, the Reiki Girl in Las Vegas, providing you modern intuitive mentoring and messages from the other side. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited. Welcome to the very first show on Authentic You TV. My name is Amy Barilla, the Reiki Gal. I'm broadcasting live from beautiful, sunny Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is Friday, August 14th, 2015, and I'm really happy to be here. So good morning to everyone here in the States on the West Coast. Good afternoon. It's about 2 o'clock on the East Coast, and we're going to have a great show today. A little bit of background about me for those who have never heard of me before. Again, the name of my practice is the Reiki Gal in Las Vegas. I've been in private practice serving the needs of women and children in the Valley for 8.5 years. However, earlier this summer, I made the decision to actually close down my physical practice and focus strictly on providing mentoring and reading. So I'm no longer working on any clients in office doing hands-on healing. Everything I'm doing is online, and I'm actually loving this new chapter in my life. And so I'm an intuitive, I'm a mentor, I provide inspiration and motivation and channeled messages from the other side. So we're going to have a really good time each week on the air. And I wanted to share a little bit of how this show will work each week. I like to come up with a theme. I think that keeps things in check. And when we have a theme, it's kind of like we're sitting in that vortex of energy and we have something that we're rotating and gravitating towards. And so the theme will be paired with a lot of channeled information. Of course, I welcome calls on the air where you'll have an opportunity to ask me a quick question and I'll provide some insight and guidance for you. I love doing that for people. I do it every day for people all over the world. So it brings me a lot of joy and pleasure. I'm from upstate New York, and actually I'm from Schenectady, New York. For those who are familiar with that side of the country, I've lived in the desert going on 18 years, so it's been a long time. And today, without any further ado, I'm going to unveil or unleash our theme to you, and we're going to be talking about screwing courage to the post. And for those of you who may be familiar with that term, we're not casting it out and saying forget about it. What we're doing is we're making courage. We're going to be talking about it and how we can make it a more pivotal point in our foundation. Because let's face it, this life that we're living can get messy. Life has complications. It has plot twists, bumps in the road. And when things come up in our human journey, we often wonder, am I going to be able to see myself through this? I don't feel very brave or courageous. And these are teachable moments, if you will, where we can talk about some action steps to move you through the phase of not feeling so brave and bringing that up within you. Like a phoenix, you can rise from the ashes and rebirth and renew and regenerate yourself. Okay, so we're going to talk about screwing courage to the post. So grab your cup of coffee, your latte, your tea. For me, I've got my favorite Muppets water cup. So I can stay hydrated and refreshed for some water, and we're going to get moving. So let's talk a little bit about the healing color that we're also going to infuse into this week's show. So I'm all about color. I'm big into color because as humans, we can close our eyes and we can visualize a particular color that's streaming through our bodies, providing an additional layer of healing. And so I like to sit for a few minutes before the show and kind of connect with what that healing color would be. So for this week, our color is, I wish I had a drum roll, it's aqua. Okay, and I pull a card based on what I feel the listeners out there need to connect to. And I pull from Ina Siegel's The Secret language of color deck, and aqua is what came to the surface. And aqua is all about infusing that layer of peace, calm, and serenity. And when we're moving through the various storms that surface in our life, we don't feel very peace-filled, and we sure as hell don't feel very calm. So when you're triggered and you're in that moment, I want you to just sit and close your eyes, regain your center, and visualize that beautiful stream of aqua coming from above through your crown, top of your head, that's our God center, and streaming and filling your body and moving out through the bottoms of your feet deep into the earth to further anchor you and reconnect you, okay? So that's your healing color for the week. That carries you from this Friday until we meet again on the airwaves next Friday, all right? So I'll remind you of that throughout the show. I won't ever leave you hanging. I'll make sure that you have plenty of reminders. And I also want to remind you that if you're listening today and you'd like to call in and talk to me live on the air and get a reading, the call-in number is area code 917-889-3818. And I want to thank Michelle and the crew at Authentic You because they've been wonderful, and I'm really super jazzed to be working with such a talented group of people, okay? So we've got a caller in queue already, and her name is Catherine, so we're going to bring Catherine on the air. Hi, Catherine. It's Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy.
Hi. Thanks so much for calling. How you doing today?
Yeah, good. First time I've listened to your show, so great. I'm glad I found it.
I'm really happy to have you listening. What can I do for you today? What you need help with, my friend?
I guess the subject that you have today, your subject of the day matches for me. I just moved to a new city a couple months ago, so like being brave of, you know, starting in a new place. Anything you see about me for that, for putting myself out
yeah.
there?
Yeah, this is really wonderful. You really have taken a huge action step in your life. And I know that all the stuff that happened to you leading up to this decision, it was almost like, I'm going to call it a perfect storm because it really was what you needed to kind of thrust you into this new area. And I know a big thing for you is you want to adopt a really strong core tribe now that you're in this new location. And those
yeah.
people are coming. You're doing a really fantastic job putting it out there, okay? So, but here's one of the things. Are you living by water, or are you near a body of water?
I'm in San Francisco, so it's kind of surrounded by water.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a lot of water. So, okay, you're up in the Bay Area, and that's wonderful. It is very important that you utilize the healing energies of being near that water to
okay.
further clear. There's some residual layers that are coming up for you, and I don't know
right.
if you've been feeling either overly emotional or highly irritated lately. Do either one of those resonate?
Yeah, more on the emotional part.
Yeah, and so allow those waters to kind of cast away those final bits of worry because they're just they were very deep, but now you've done some work, and now that you're in this new environment, they're coming towards the surface. So great job with doing that, and those people that you want to make your core tribe, they're coming.
Yeah, great.
They're coming.
Should I do something different, like to meet them, like more like meetup kind of things, or?
Actually, you don't. Do you belong to a church there?
No, not yet.
Okay, so there's something more spiritual based that will connect you to some more like-minded people.
Oh, okay.
So when and I'm not saying it has to be, you know, a Catholic church or anything like that, but
right.
it just has that feeling for you where when you walk in, you feel like you're home.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I would just, you can do the meetup. I mean, meetup is a wonderful site where you can connect with like-minded people and find those activities that resonate with you. But do you live in a complex type, either like a condo, apartment, townhouse type setup?
I need to move, and I'm looking for a new place.
Yeah, and so I see that kind of, I call it communal living because it's either going to be a townhouse or, you know, an apartment or something like that. But what's interesting is that's not going to be very long term for you because you're going to be moving into something bigger and better.
Oh, great. Yeah, I understand that it takes a while. It takes a while when you move to get the permanent place. So I'm okay for another temporary to get there.
Yeah, so it's temporary, and because if you have your sights set on something bigger and better, that's where you should be focusing out there to bigger and better, because that will happen for you. You're really a great manifester. I don't think you believe yourself, though, that you are.
Yeah, I procrastinate.
Yeah. Well, here's what I say about procrastination. Procrastination is the signal that something within is going without. Does that make sense?
Meaning, can you expand on that?
Yep, I'll break it down for you. So when we procrastinate, that's the signal that something within ourselves has gone too long without.
Okay.
So we just push it off to the side. So let's just say, for example, you know, you put off cleaning a room that's piled up with a lot of papers. So you're procrastinating. Well, that's a signal that you may not want to face something within those papers because there are bills that have to be paid, or there are documents that remind you of a more painful part in your life journey. So we put it off. So we need to face those things and clear and heal them. So I always say there's something inside of you that's going without when you procrastinate.
All right. Yeah, I haven't heard that before. So thanks.
Yeah. Or, you know, I'm getting, you know, more childlike stuff too. So have some more fun. You know, we procrastinate because we're always working, and we're not out there having enough fun.
I do. I'm not working a lot right now, so I am actually out there a lot, exploring everything in the city.
Good. I mean, and what a beautiful area that you've chosen as your, you know, home base for right now. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's your homework for the next seven days. You're going to utilize the color of aqua that I talked about earlier. So when you're not feeling so peace-filled and calm, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to focus on that stream of light, that aqua light coming down into your body. And when you feel as though you're procrastinating, I want you to ask yourself, what is in me that's going without? And see what floats to the surface. Chances are it's going to come up real fast.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Sound good? I thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. And, you know, go have a prosperous week, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Catherine. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I love stuff like that. I love stuff like that. You know, part of the work that I do is kind of channeling that information because, as I said at the top of the show, this life we're living, it's messy. It can get ugly. That's just the bare reality of it. We're here because our soul decided to come in and have this human experience for all the lessons. And sometimes, pardon my French, those lessons are crummy and shitty. So what better way to work on those things than to have a set of tools, you know, like channeled affirmations, which is part of what I love doing so much. I look at all these things that are happening not only in my life but in the lives of others that I work in, and I say, hey, that's an opportunity for stuff to download so I can put it out there and let other people take from it and run with it. So here's a couple ways that you can connect with me. Obviously, if you're out there and you're just tuning in, my name is Amy Barilla. This is my inaugural kickoff show on Authentic UTV. The name of my show is Everyday Messages. You can call in by dialing 917-889-3818. Get in the queue and get online on the air so I can give you some loving 2x4s in the fanny. And also, too, if you want to find me, you can go to my main website, and that is www.thereikigal.com. You can also find me on Instagram at ReikiGalReality. And if you want to hook up with me on Facebook, you can find my community fan page at The Reiki Gal LLC, Okay, I got a lot of great people on there. So I post a lot of my daily channeled messages and affirmations and little videos through the fan page and on Instagram, and I love doing that. And I love hearing from all you guys, and I really appreciate that. And it's wonderful to see how many of you are sharing those messages, because not only do they resonate with you, but you know it could resonate with at least one person out there in the universe. Okay? So we're talking about courage today, and we're screwing that courage of ours to the post and what that means. So let's talk a little bit about some action steps that we can take when we're not feeling so brave or courageous. You know, the most common thing that we want to do, and trust me, this applies to me too, so a lot of times I'm taking a dose of my own medicine, is we kind of want to be like that ostrich. We want to stick our head in the sand. And that might be good for a short time, but, you know, we've got to get back to living. And so how do we go about doing that? One of the things that I have found helpful is, you know, getting together with one of my mentors for some healing and for some talk therapy, or a very good friend who I can confide in and kind of unburden myself. And I'm very, very blessed to have a wonderful inner core and tribe in my life. So when things come up, I know who to turn to for that. And that's been a real source of healing and inspiration and motivation for me. But I also like to journal and write. And for me, writing some stuff down on what's making me feel not so brave or courageous, and then some action steps to move me towards that. And I think when we're looking at shifting and clearing and healing, we need to be really practical about it. And we need to look at those small steps that can make big impacts in our day-to-day life. And for me, those small action steps, and it could be, like I was telling Catherine earlier, going through a pile of papers that I let pile up, or going into my backyard and pulling some weeds, or going to a park and going for a walk to clear my mind. These are small things that can shift the energy for me, okay? But I want to make it clear that it's very important that no matter what you're going through, that you can always find a very reputable, qualified, and talented mentor, healer, therapist in your area. That's very important, because there are things that come up that we just can't go at it alone. One of the things for me that happened to me over the course of the past year is that I suddenly lost my dad on September 8th of 2014. And, you know, I have been working really hard at now focusing at what that loss has done in my life, because for those of you who know me and know of my dad was not only my dad, he was like my buddy. So when he passed away without warning, you know, everything that I had known in my life had suddenly changed, like in the blink of an eye. I had talked to him on a Sunday, and by 5 p.m. the next day, he was gone. So this past year has been a real eye-opener for me in terms of what grief and loss is like for me, what that looks like, what that feels like, moving through those five stages of grief. The wonderful gift that has come out of this to me is the fact that I can now communicate with my dad on the other side, and the wisdom and information that he shares with me, not only about our relationship, but what life is actually like for him now and all the wonderful things that he's doing over there. So there are often times where I'll, you know, get that information during dream time or during my waking hours, and I'll type all that out and I'll share that channeled information, because one of the things that he teaches me is that I haven't really gone anywhere. So when I get in that space and I want to pick up the phone and I want to call him, I understand now that he's still right here beside me, and he's here all the time. So that's a real blessing, and I have a new understanding and level of awareness and compassion for those who are grieving, because in my work, I received a lot of people in my office on a daily basis who were grieving the physical loss of a loved one, and then when it happened to me, it totally changed the playing field. So, you know, those five stages of grief are important. very, very important, and there's no timetable. But I knew that the work that my dad and I are now doing together was something that he wanted me to share with others, and so I joyfully do. And I am continuing and living through his energy and essence, and his legacy is something that I take great pride and joy, because he was philanthropic and he's very charitable, and I enjoy carrying on those good works and paying it forward in his memory. So that's my little bit about my daddy-o, who peacefully went home. He peacefully went home in his own recliner watching Jeopardy on September 8th, 2014. So everything that I do moving forward is with him in mind. And for those of you who are out there listening and have gone through the loss of a loved one, I'm here for you. So please call in. That number today, if you want to get on the air, is 917 area code 889-3818. And one of the other things that we can talk about today when we're talking about some action steps for courage is writing and affirmations. And affirmations are a wonderful way to gain a renewed perspective on things, and also to shift that energy. So when you're triggered by those set of emotions and they cause you pain or anger or sorrow or sadness, you have something to refer back to that can kind of shift your energy. And everybody that I work with, every client that I worked with, whether they came into my office for care or whether I'm working on with them online now through Skype or FaceTime or on the phone, one of the things that we do is when we set our intention for that session together, we're going to end that session with a really wonderful mantra or affirmation that's designed just for them, not for anybody else, but just for them. And I think that's really wonderful, because in the coming days until we reconnect with one another, you have something that you can refer back to. So one of the channeled affirmations that I love sharing, and I'm going to share it with each of you today, is something that I tell everybody, and it's kind of like a blanket thing, because we kind of find that, you know, the old saying, we're our own worst enemy, or we're always in our own way. And sometimes that's true. When we dig our heels in so much, we lose complete perspective and clarity on how releasing those grips just a little bit, as I say, just a smidge or a skosh can allow the energy of flexibility and opportunity and new things to filter and flow into our lives, right? So here's our channeled mantra that I have prepared for you today. So it's just for today. Let it be, and lovingly get out of the way. Okay, just for today, let it be, and lovingly get out of the way. So when we feel we're standing in the current and it's causing resistance, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to visualize yourself just taking a gentle step off to the side. Just for today, I'm going to let this be, and I'm going to get out of the way. And I'm going to see what happens and what changes for me. Because, you know, when stuff goes on, we really want to sometimes force our hand at making another, or forcing ourselves to look at a situation in a particular way. All right. And when we're working with another, and when we're in relationships with other people, whether it be a romantic partner, your spouse, or your friend, or a coworker, or even a superior, you know, like your supervisor or your boss at work, and we want to make them look at it our way because we think that it's our way or the highway. Well, when you get in that space and you have something like a power mantra that you can refer back to, it helps. It really does help, okay? So just for today, let it be, and lovingly get out of the way. And I'm going to type that up for you guys in the chat room. If you're listening to this show through Blog Talk Radio, I will be available after the show today so that we can chat a little bit more for a few minutes after the show. And I'll put that up on the fan page and on Instagram too, okay? So if you're just tuning in, my name is Amy Barilla, the Reiki Gal, coming to you live from beautiful, sunny, and very hot Las Vegas, Nevada. But, you know, before we know it, we're going to be wearing our beanies and our scarves out here in the desert, if that even seems possible. If you're tuning in and you'd like to call and get on the air and have a reading, we have room in the queue. I'd love to talk to any of you out there today. That call-in number is area code 917-889-3818. Okay? And our theme today is screwing courage to the post and how beefing up our courage is a pivotal part of our foundation and personal growth overall and development, and how when we amplify our personal power, which is that sacral chakra, that's our solar plexus chakra. And for those of you who may not be familiar with those seven main energy centers, our solar plexus is located just below the rib cage, and that's all about personal power and self-respect. And when it's open and flowing, it's got that beautiful yellow streaming and radiating out. But when we have life's obstacles and challenges show up, sometimes that vortex of energy closes down a little bit and collapses, thus making those other chakras that rest along the spinal column have to do double time or double duty. And that's when we start to not feel so well. And when things like this happen in our lives, those manifest either on a physical level, and they can also manifest on an emotional or spiritual level as well. Okay. So I'm here today. This is my life purpose, is to work with you guys and to help you identify what those challenges are. And we put together a plan of action, and we kind of clear the cobwebs and the dust bunnies, and we create some simple yet power-filled action steps so that you can move forward with grace and ease. That's a lot of the work I do. And I do a lot of readings as well. I enjoy doing readings. I enjoy, like when Catherine called in earlier, I love seeing all that stuff lay out in front of me like a film strip. And for me, that's how it shows up. So they're images, and they lay out in front of me like a film strip, which kind of puts together a little bit of a picture, if you will, no pun intended, of what's happening in her life or the life of who I'm working with. So I love it. I love it. I never knew that this is what I would be doing. My formal education is in case management and social services, so geriatrics was where I spent a good many years, and I loved it. Did a lot of hospital work and case management work and placement. And then when I had this opportunity to learn Reiki, it was actually because my dad was diagnosed with cancer back in 2006. And I was working with a dear friend of mine who ended up being my Reiki master, and she had taken some Reiki training, and I saw what a transformation it had in her life. And at that time, before my dad was diagnosed with cancer, I thought that I was happy and I was perfectly content with how my life was operating. And then when he got sick, it was kind of like Reiki showed up at the right time in my life. And I said, okay, I'll give this a try. So I took a series of Reiki classes, and my friend then became my Reiki master. And I started working strictly with hospice clients and end-of-life care. And that really brought a lot to the table in terms of energy work and healing work and being a healing presence and providing something to not only the patient, the person who was in the last stages of their life, but to the family members and friends as well. So I spent a good part of my early Reiki journey days doing just that. And then I had an opportunity to meet a wonderful chiropractor here in town by the name of Dr. Shadi Akori of Chiropractic for Life. And in 2008, I joined her practice, and I started building my own Reiki practice, and I worked for her part-time because I didn't want to bite off more than I could chew. So what I did was I worked for her in her huge chiropractic office that focused on pediatrics and prenatal care. So I went from hospice work to beginning of life care, end of life care to beginning of life care. And so what I realized over time is that I was building and building and building, and I was in my Reiki room at Chiropractic for Life more than I was up front in the office helping Dr. Corey and the practice members there. So after about, I'd say a year, 14, 16 months, I went to her and said, you know, I'm ready to spread my wings and make this my full-time job. And I use that word loosely because it really wasn't a job, although there was a lot of work that went into building it, but it was all worth it. And so I had a full-time Reiki practice, and I taught classes on the side. And I focused on the needs of women and children, children in particular with behavioral issues. So I had a lot of autistic children that came to me on that spectrum, Asperger syndrome, autism, ADD, ADHD. And the Reiki or the energy work was so receptive to the child. I mean, they literally soaked it up like a sponge. And that was the joy that I received from working with prenatal care, babies in utero, and then children on this side of things, on the earth side, is because they have no preconceived notions and they have no judgments because they haven't been on the earth side as long as you or I have. So they haven't had that much indoctrination or conditioning from all these other elements in the outside world. And so they're like a sponge. They soak it up and they respond very, very well to care. So if you're listening out there today and you're not in the Las Vegas area and you have a child who might benefit from some energy work or for some Reiki work, definitely reach out in your community and find a practitioner who specializes or focuses on children, because it really is much different than working on adults. You know, we spend a lot more time dialoguing with children, or with adults rather. And I just got in the queue that we have a caller on the air. Yay. Okay. So I'm going to stop my rambling. I'm going to take a sip of water and then we're going to bring Matthew on the line. Okay. I'm ready. Matthew, hi. You're on the air. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Amy?
I'm really good. Thanks so much for calling. What can I do for you? What can I help you with?
Well, let's see here. I can call in for a reading. Are you doing readings right now?
I am. You have a specific question that you want to ask me? Because you've got a couple things floating around in your head.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Let's talk about life purpose. I believe I'm on my right track, but I want to crystallize it a little clearer. Is there anything that I'm missing?
Yeah. Are you collaborating with anybody on what it is you want to unleash to the world? Do you have a good collaborator in your corner?
No, actually, at this time, I don't.
Yeah. That would be really beneficial for you because what you want to do is really wonderful, but sometimes you need an unobjective second set of ears to kind of bounce ideas off of, and that is something that you really need right now. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. Perfect sense.
Yeah. You need a collaborator, because, you know, the power of twos is quite strong. And when you have that second person, this is interesting. Okay, when you're bouncing ideas off this other person, new stuff is going to filter through for you. And it's just the fact that you're saying it to this other person that will allow you to download some new ideas and information on what it is you want to do. But on the flip side of that coin, this other person, okay, and it's important that it's not necessarily someone that you're super close to.
Okay.
Okay, so you might be naturally inclined to go for someone who has known you for many years and who you have a great level of trust for and you get along really well, but this is someone that actually does not know you very well at all.
Okay.
Okay, and this way, are you building a brand? Are you trying to build your brand?
Yeah, there's a couple of them actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is very good. Are you a vegetarian by chance?
Not necessarily.
You need your flesh, and that's why I'm saying this. So, you know, if it was something that you dabbled in before, the minerals that are in, you know, meats are something that your body needs. And actually for this project, this branding stuff that you're working on, it's very important that you fuel your body with enough of the right foods.
Okay.
Okay. Is your do you do a lot of this creative brain? Well, you've got a lot of stuff coming in for you. Holy crap. The stuff that you're doing, do you do most of it out of your house?
I do a lot of it from the house, and then I do about 30 to 40% of it from my own studio. So I do have my own space.
Okay. So here's the thing. Sometimes, do you ever feel like you hit a wall when you're working out of your space at home? Do you feel creatively blocked sometimes when you're at home?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you need to give more time to creating in your studio and kind of taper back on the amount of time that you're doing it at home, just to kind of shift the balance of energy, because they're saying is that it kind of gets stagnant when you're working at home. It gets stagnant for you, and that brings in a different level of frustration and irritability. So when you're in your work studio, you won't have as much of that in your orbit.
Okay, I feel
okay.
That. Yeah.
Okay, so let me go back over this with you, because, wow, you're really wide open. And I don't know, do you meditate as well, too, or quiet mind time? What is it that you're doing?
Well, I do a lot of work in nutraceuticals and health, healing, other areas as well. But meditation is something I haven't made time for in a while. I've been too busy, kind of, but not making the time, I suppose.
I understand. I understand completely. And I think the thing that they're wanting to share with you is that you don't have to make that complicated. And sometimes, meditation is simply, you can be in a meditative state when you're in your studio, quite honestly, because it's almost like it takes you outside your body to that place, and all of a sudden you look at the clock and 4 hours have passed.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep.
Okay, that's a meditative state. It's not necessarily sitting in lotus, chanting om, and burning incense, which for those of you out there who do that, I'm not knocking that at all. Please don't misunderstand me. But I think for practical purposes, because it's something that you've thought about but you tend to resist it, change up the playing field.
Okay.
Meditate, go into that state when you're creating, when you're in your studio, or when you come home at night, take a hot shower and, have a nice meal. And that's meditative as well. You can pull the meditative aspect and energy from just about anything we do. It's all in the perspective.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Do you have anybody in your family that does wood carvings or is an artist?
Well, my daughter is very much into art. She's only 4 years old, but she paints every day.
Mm.
I don't have anyone else I'm familiar with that is into art.
Okay, yeah, you've got a lot of artistic energy around you, so I must be picking up on her. And so keep her well stocked in art supplies.
Okay.
Keep her well stocked because, and you said she's 4 years old, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and so, she's going to want to keep encouraging her and engaging her and keeping those art supplies in front of her, because that's really wonderful. But you've got a lot of artistic energy around you. It's very interesting. So, I know you're into health and holistic, but, that collaborator, I see where this is going. That collaborator that I'm talking about might also be someone who is just as artistic.
Okay.
Yeah. But don't always look at things that you need the business mentor side of things. They're, opposites attract. And so be open to having that collaborative partner enter your life for your best and highest good, because you definitely need that in order to take you to that next level. It's an interesting catapult for you. Are you working another job and doing the nutraceutical stuff?
No, I actually own my own company, so I have created my own job.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And how many years have you been in business?
Since 2010, so it's 5 years now.
That's wonderful. And you know what, you know, they always say those business statistics. If you've made it 5 years, then, you know, you're on the right track. So, and you are on the right track, but what you're thinking of doing on expanding your brand is going to be really wonderful. You just need that second set of ears to bounce ideas off of and to give you some unobjective feedback. And in return, you're going to be able to channel and download some new ideas yourself just by being connected to that person.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel what you're saying there. It's like you create the element of fun and it actually enhances all areas. And
yes.
I miss it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so keep doing that. And don't sweat the meditation stuff. Just roll with it. When you're in the studio, you can enter that channeled meditative state. You're going within because that's what brings you that, you know, that wholeness. You know what I mean? It's just all of a sudden you look up and hours have passed by and it's time to go home for the day. So don't make the meditation part or the stillness part complicated. And you're going to have to remind yourself that just for today, I don't need to make it complicated.
That's good advice, yeah.
Okay, so make that your mantra over the next 7 days. Just for today, I don't need to make this complicated.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. And I'm actually in my studio, so I'll write that down.
Oh, good. Oh, that's great. And is it, are you in like an industrial park setting or more of an office park setting?
It's more of an office park setting.
Yeah. Are you thinking of moving?
Yes. You know, that's funny that you brought that up. I wanted to know about that. I feel like my time has almost ended in this area. I feel like
it's
time to uproot.
It is. And it's not actually, you're getting a little energetic smack on the hand. They want to correct your language. So take this with nothing but love, but it's not an uprooting. It's an expansion.
Expansion. I like that. Okay.
Okay. So everything we do when we're in business it's cyclical. We know this. You know this just as well as I do. When you're in business for yourself, everything has a cycle. And it's like they don't want to say cyclical, they want to use seasonal. So the season that you're in right now is just about ready to turn, okay, into a new season. And so they want you to expand and grow into that new area. You kind of need more room anyway.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, those walls are you almost feel as though those walls are closing in on you, like you don't have enough elbow room in there anymore when you walk into your studio space. So, yes, they're saying that is absolutely wonderful for you. Start looking.
Okay, I will do that.
Start looking. You're on the right track. So if you've been feeling it, they're validating for you that this is a wonderful opportunity for you to spread your wings. It's time to expand. And cast any fears or doubts that you have right back out. Just get rid of them. Clear them out.
Yes. I do want to ask you as well, if you have a minute, about my relationship. I'm actually going through a divorce. It's a good divorce because we're still good friends. However, my concern is with the kids because involving having separate homes and locations, I want to know how my kids are going to fare out in the middle of all this.
Yeah, you know, you guys have done a good job staying neutral and not bad talking, if you will, the other to the kids. And I think that's very, very important. And that just shows your high level of integrity and character. They're resilient. So they'll have a period of adjustment, but they'll be fine because they have the reinforcement equally from both of you.
Okay.
Okay, so what I would say is give them more credit than what you're giving them right now. And that's delivered with nothing but love. But the thing with kids is that they're so resilient and they adapt. And they understand that things happen. And the way you've laid this out for them is really, you know, it's very high in integrity and character on both your parts. So you need to be mindful of that. And it'll even out just fine. You know, you might have a little teeny tiny blip because you have a 4-year-old and then you have older children, correct?
Yeah, I have an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old in the house. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you're going to split the time equally? Are you splitting the time equally between the two homes?
Yeah, it's pretty equal, and it'll probably stay that way. I just don't know, because if new relationships come into the dynamic, see, that's where we haven't gone yet. If we each take on a new relationship, that's I get a little concerned about, is what will that do to our friendship that we have?
You mean the friendship between you and your ex-wife?
Exactly.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that. Well, here's the thing. You know that even though you're going through a divorce, you share two of the biggest and greatest gifts on the planet, and that's those two kids, correct?
That's right.
You'll always have that in common. So you'll always be threaded together and connected because of these two wonderful and beautiful children that you've created. And of course, even though you'll remain friends and on good terms, you know that as your lives evolve and grow and you bring new relationships and romantic partners into each other's lives, it's not really going to be the same. It might be even better because you'll be able to relate from a completely different level. So I think you're worrying unnecessarily about that.
Okay.
You know why? Because here's the thing. When you cast that out there, you're just creating resistance.
Yeah, that's understandable. I'm setting up a conflict that doesn't need to exist.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, how wonderful that you two can have that. How wonderful, I mean, that says a lot about you that you're wondering what's going to happen to my friendship with my ex-wife when my next relationship emerges.
Yeah.
Because you want to keep it healthy. And it will be healthy. It will always be from a healthy place and perspective. It might change, but is that necessarily a bad thing?
No, it's not. We've ever gone through changes in our lives ends up to be whatever we want it to be, so.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so it is. So continue what you're doing. You're doing everything right. Please start looking for that next office space because you're ready for that expansion, and that's wonderful. I'm real happy for you.
Me too. I'm glad you confirmed that. I've been doing it.
Yep. So go out, have a prosperous week. And I look forward to connecting with you on a future show, okay?
Okay, thank you very much, Amy.
Thanks, Matthew.
All right, take care.
Take care, bye-bye.
Bye.
Gosh, I love when stuff like that happens. I love that, you know, that information just comes in and it's, you know, it's like gangbusters, like a stampede, if you will, a channeled stampede. For those of you just tuning in, I'm so glad you're listening today. My name's Amy Barilla. This is Everyday Messages with the Reiki Gal coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm so glad that you're here. And we're going to be connecting on the airwaves, TV, and radio every Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific. For those who are interested in calling in, I've got another caller that I'll bring up in just a minute, but I want to remind you, our call-in number is area code 917-889-3818. We're talking about courage today, screwing that courage to the post. And I am ready to bring on our next caller. Her name is Lene. Hi, Lene.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
How you doing? I'm good, my dear. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So what can I do for you? Talk to me.
My question is, I'm working on my spiritual awakening, and I just want to know if there's any messages for me. Kind of taking me a little bit of time. I had one message from my spirit guide, and that was like 2 or 3 months ago, and I haven't been able to get anything since then.
Yeah, you've kind of closed yourself off a little bit. Have you been retreating more into the house, like you're not going out as much and socializing and things like that? There's a pullback, which is why I'm asking you this. I'm trying to put this all together because you've got some stuff coming in right now. Do you feel as though you've retreated on some things?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Why? Talk to me about that. Why?
Well, my friends, they don't really understand me. My boyfriend passed away 8 months ago.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. But they're not as sympathetic as I would like them to be, and they're trying to tell me I need to get over it and move on, and I just don't want to hear all that. So I kind of...
I understand. Yeah, you're still in the active stages of grieving his loss.
Uh-huh.
And it's okay. Okay.
I'm not crying as much, but every once in a while I might have an episode, like if I hear a song or something, but I'm a lot better than I was.
And I'm glad to hear that. And you're moving through those stages at the pace that you need to move through them, all right? And it's unfortunate sometimes those that we thought are nearest and dearest are kind of like, you know, Lene, it's been 8 months. You know, you should be over this already. It's time to move on.
Right.
And it doesn't work that way for us. So I feel that you've retreated. Do you have less contact with these friends of yours now as a result of this?
Yes. I would say a lot of less.
So here's the thing.
It used to be a lot during the week, but now I've limited myself to maybe once on the weekend, and that's it.
Okay. So here's what is going to be a good turning point for you in amplifying or beefing up that courage is, is he cremated? May I ask you, was he cremated?
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't cremated. Do you have any of his personal belongings in the house with you?
I have some of his clothes and a bracelet that he gave me that would belong to him.
Okay. Do you wear that bracelet?
Yes.
Okay. He's happy that you're wearing the bracelet, but he wants to know what you're doing every day to honor him. How are you living your day-to-day life and keeping the essence of who he is alive?
I talk to him all the time. And every 2 weeks I go to the cemetery and I cut the grass inside of his gravesite because his mom put all these lights around it and the cemetery doesn't cut inside. So I do that. I don't even think she knows it, you know. But I do that every 2 weeks.
Okay. But what are you doing to honor him? I mean, those are things that, you know, the maintenance and the upkeep and stuff like that. But how are you continuing to honor him? What is it that you two did together?
We used to go to the waterfront, and I still do that.
Good.
And I go and sit, and I do meditate. I went to the Bahamas last month for a week, and every morning at sunrise, I went daily out to meditate at the beach.
Wonderful. When you did all those things and when you go to the waterfront, he accompanies you on those journeys. So he is there literally right beside you. If he could sit any closer to you, and I don't know if when you're down on the waterfront, you ever get like a tingling feeling or you just feel like, yes, that's him. He is there each and every time.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I do feel that he's around me when I go down to the waterfront, so.
Yep. Yep. You are getting that validation, and he's telling me, I can't sit any closer. I'm literally sitting on your lap. I'm that close to you. Literally.
Okay.
Did you sit on his lap at all?
No. But,
no? Okay.
You know,
cause
we're really
he's
close.
Making... Yeah, he's making a joking reference that, you know, I'm basically sitting on your lap, and he's laughing about it. So, you know, he is there. He knows this is painful for you and that you are doing a fine job moving through that. And he says, these other folks that, you know, you thought were your good friends, you know, don't feel as though you have to, it's like you're hanging on to them by a thread.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And if you need to let them go, it's okay because you let them go with nothing but love in your heart.
Okay. All right.
All right. And that's important because you're, you know, as upsetting as that was to you and how you feel disappointed and let down because you had an expectation of what that support system for you was to look like. If you need to let them go, even if it's just for now, and then you reconnect down the road, that's okay. Don't feel guilty about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I have literally dropped some friends for right now. I just can't fathom, you know, right now being friends with them. So they're off to the side. I have no contact with them, and I want it to be like that until I'm ready.
And not that's okay. You have to honor that within you,
mm-hmm.
without any guilt about it, all right? And when those feelings of guilt, because you're having these feelings that you're abandoning them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that tit for tat type of thing, and now I'm letting them down. No, cancel those thoughts right out of your mind instantly, okay? And what you're doing is you're recognizing that this no longer aligns with your truth. So yeah. I'm going to lovingly release it.
Okay.
Okay? And that's how you regain your grounding and your center and your courage, because it takes a lot of courage to say this doesn't work for me anymore.
Right.
Okay? So you're doing fine. All right, but it's important. Keep going down to the waterfront. Enjoy those journeys down there. He is with you every time you go. All right? He's literally sitting on your lap. And so the next time you're down there and you're taking a break and you're sitting down there and you're enjoying the waterfront, think of him literally on your lap, because he is. He's that close to you.
Okay.
Okay?
I mean, I do feel him around me.
Yes. He loves you. That love is a bond that will never be broken. But he wants you to be happy as well. And I think letting this part go, these final strings and bits that need to be severed or cut, will allow you to have that more, you won't feel as though you need to retreat as much.
Okay,
so just release them to the light with nothing but love, knowing that this is for your highest and best right now.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, a lot of sense.
All right, my friend. I will call in again. We'll be here every Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific. Let me know how you're doing. And that is the energy that you can carry with you through the next week, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a prosperous week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And just like that, an hour is almost up. I'm telling you, once you guys start calling in, and I love doing this so much, that hour just flies by. That's why we're going to have such a great time every week on this show, Fridays, 11 a.m., with yours truly, the Reiki Gal Las Vegas. So before we close down, because I just got the cue from production that we're in our final 3 minutes, I want to give you some opportunity to connect up with me. You can go to my main website, which is thereikigal.com, sign up for the newsletter, find out about the services that I offer. We can do some one-on-one work together where you get an hour of me just to yourself privately, and we do some mentoring and some counseling, and you get all this wonderful downloaded intuitive information. I also have a little tiny Etsy shop that's growing slowly but surely, where I have a couple of really great products on there. One of them is the Phoenix Power Spray, which is wonderful when we want to rise from the ashes of life's obstacles and we're renewing ourselves. It's a great aromatherapy spray. Also comes with a Phoenix Power Candle, which is great. Stand strong and reclaim your power. And also the Flexibility Spray, which has been a staple of mine for the past few years. You can find out all about that by going to thereikigal.com, clicking on that Phoenix Power page. Okay? Also, you can find me on Instagram. My handle on Instagram is ReikiGalReality. And you can also go to my fan page on Facebook, which is the Reiki Gal LLC. And now we're down to 2 minutes. And so today we had some great callers. Thank you so much for listening and sharing your questions with me on the air. I hope that the information provided was useful, inspiring, gave you some perspective and some validation. We'll be back next week on Authentic UTV, and I'm so happy to be doing the show with you each week. Courage, screwing our courage to the post. We talked about what that means and some action steps on how we can amplify that in our everyday, sometimes complicated, messy human journey and experiences. Okay? So I'm about ready to end the show. I'm going to take a sip of water because we're down to our final minute. Got to stay hydrated. And so remember, our healing color of the week was aqua. So draw in that stream when you're needing some peace, calm, and serenity vibration. And remember, your channeled mantra till we meet next week is just for today. Let it be and lovingly get out of the way. All right. I had a wonderful time on this first show with you guys. Thank you so much for the love and the energy. Thanks to Authentic UTV for having me part of the team. See you all next week on Everyday Messages with the Reiki Gal Las Vegas.